The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back here this morning. And
red light.
Yep, got Captain Chad Starling here and Chris Nichols with us. And so if you got any questions about offshore fishing or, you know, or even inshore fishing or whatever, just give us a call, 222-8255.
Yeah, maybe somebody will give us a call and ask us a question and get us off this red snapper and sea turtle release cure soapbox.
Salvage. Well, you know, now, moving on from foolishness du jour.
Well, you know, it's just that's so funny. I mean, you know, we have some of the rules they come up with is so strange. I mean, it's like when the Fish and Wildlife, I mean, in the state uses, I think, more common knowledge, you know, than the federal people do. I don't know why, but I think they do. And when the state have their meetings, they really want to hear from anglers, which I know a lot of times people, you know, don't show up because they think it's, you know, it's useless. But it's like whenever they did the Yellowmouth Trout Management Zones, you know, they had these meetings all over the state. They had one up there in Nassau County, and nobody showed up. So they made that the management area. So if you could be anywhere in the state of Florida, there is no size limit on yellowmouth trout, and you can keep 100 pounds per person. So if you go to Nassau County.
I know where you're going with this.
Crazy.
You go to Nassau County, you can only have one fish per person per day, and he's got to be 12 inches minimum.
If you think you've heard the dumbest rules ever,
yeah.
Wait, there's more.
Yeah,
that's right.
You can turn right out of the Nassau River, you know, and get in the intercoastal there.
Yeah. Hang a right,
and you're okay. You know,
yeah. Hang a left, you're okay. Hang a right and go south. Watch out.
You catch a whole bunch of them, but if you go over there 500 feet, you can only get one per
How many fish do you have? We have about 30, probably 30 yellow trout. How many you got? We got our limit. We got one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, it's, you know, some of these rules, it's just, it just amazes me, blows me away.
And they're going to change up on speckled too.
Yeah. And, I don't know when that's going to be
effective.
It's still
kicking around, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know when that's going to be, but I really don't see that big of a change. It amazes me. You know, they're talking about, of course, speckled trout limit is 15-inch minimum, 20-inch maximum, one per person over 20 inches, six fish per person. They're not even talking about going down, back down to five per person. They're talking about keeping it six and having it 15 to 19 inch with one over 19 inches. So, I mean, to me, that's not saving a whole lot of fish. I mean, between 19 and 20. I mean, you know, really.
No.
You know, we get out. I mean, the other ones we caught the other day, they were, you know, anywhere from 16 to 18 inches.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, but I don't see that a big change. If they go down to five per person, which a lot of people probably hate me saying that, but if they were to go down to five per person or something like that, maybe that would help, you know, a little bit. When the meeting I went to, and Captain David Borey's agreed with me, you know, a lot of times you let people get their limit of something, they'll turn around and go target something else. And a lot of times you'll get into a lot of these schools of trout where you're catching a whole bunch of them at 14 and a half, 14 and a quarter, 14 and three quarters, and you're going through hooking all of these fish and releasing them trying to get a 15-incher. Let the limit go from 14 to 19, you know, and then either one over 19 or whatever you want to do. But, you know, if people would just go ahead and catch these 14 and three quarters, there ain't that much of a difference between a 14 three quarter and a 15-inch trout.
Right.
I tell you that.
Yeah.
Because
they're thinking about making it the one over 19 per boat, not per angler. So.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
One per boat?
Yeah. Allowing only one fish over 19 inches per vessel rather than per person.
Well, then that would be a change. That would be a change.
And prohibiting harvest by a guide during a paid trip.
Yeah, and that's good. Let's get Mike on this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. Mike in a test peak here.
There he is.
Good morning.
What's up, brother?
Well, I do have a question, but talking to a guy who I got two big wind farms and two hydro facilities, I can talk about green dumb bull rules all morning if you want to. I
guarantee you.
Good Lord. But we won't. But we won't. Question for you.
Uh-huh.
I went up to the Sisters last week, like, and you told me to call you and let you know how we did. And
yeah,
I tell you what, I'd have lost 10 pounds if I had to eat the fish I caught last week this week. It just wasn't good. Real windy last Sunday.
Yep.
But the water temperatures were up, you know, with that warm air we had.
Exactly, yeah. And,
you know, we were talking last week about how we were going to, you know, approach the fishing last weekend. And what I found was the few fish I caught were down deep like you would expect in the wintertime, not up on the, or like you would expect in the fall or the spring, versus up on the flat when it got warm in the middle of the day. There was nothing up on the flats up there.
And you're talking about
fish I caught were all deep.
You're talking about redfish?
No, actually, I didn't catch any redfish last week. I caught flounder and I caught trout, and they were all off of the ledges. They were all in the channels of the creeks up there. You know, say up above 69 on the north side there, and then right down by the Sisters boat ramp, those little islands just off the boat ramp. I usually do pretty good in that area. And, you know, they were actually on the channel side of the buoys versus the flat side. And the question is it like that all winter? I would have thought it would have changed with the water temperature, but it didn't.
I would have too. But, like, we have not caught a lot of fish in the intercoastal and the river like I normally do on bombers, which doesn't go down very deep. You know, we're usually catching them up higher. And this time of the year, we usually do catch them like that. But here lately, the way I've been catching trout is float fishing, you know, with the long slip floats and fishing down deeper. And that seems to be where they're at. Now, usually I notice that when we have like 55, 58 degree water temperature, they'll get down deeper. But this year so far, we have not had that. I mean, I think it got down to like 60 degrees there for a short time. And then for a long time, it stayed at 62, 63 degrees in the river. You know, now I went back out there. I was out there Thursday, and I think it was the coolest I marked was 68.4. And then I did mark some 70 degree places. And so, I mean, that's – and I don't look at all of them. I don't leave my depth finder on when I'm fishing. I just check the temperature here and there. And, you know, so I didn't check all the places. But anywhere from 68 to 70 degree water temperature, and for this being, you know, almost toward the end of – you know, we're just past the middle of January. So, I mean, looking at that, I wonder if this water temperature is going – if when it dives down, like maybe when we have these two freezes that we're supposed to have this week and a lot of wind, that is going to really drop that water temperature, and it's going to take some time for those fish. It's going to take a few days for those fish to snap out of it, you know, because, I mean, they do have to eat, so they're going to eat. But the water temperature is going to change inshore a lot more than it's going to change offshore, I think. Do you think that same way,
Yeah,
Chad?
I agree.
Yeah, because I think offshore, of course, you got a lot more water. But I mean, whenever you get that wind blowing inshore and you've got that cold wind blowing, it's going to change that temperature a lot on the inside.
Yeah, and fast.
And so I think those trout, usually, you know, and the flounder, same way. I think they're usually down deeper like that. We did catch a flounder the other day, which I didn't put on my Facebook post, but when we were float fishing for trout. They're down deeper too. And so I don't know. I know a lot of people will probably argue with that if they catch, you know, some of them that's up shallower. But, you know, Mike, can I put you on hold?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. I want to put you on hold because talk more about that deeper water, because I know some of the captains talking about they're catching more reds in deeper water. I'm still catching more of them in like 8 to 10 inches of water, you know, up in the shallows. So that's what I want to kind of talk to you about too, and see what else you were targeting. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be back right after this.
Yeah. That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like, from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And
they're quick on that trigger this morning, man.
Yeah.
They were like popping on there. It was like, what would you say?
Get Mike back on here. Mike, we were talking about the, like, I guess you were targeting for trout in the areas you were mentioning. Is that what you're more targeting? Yeah. Seems to be, you know, and there again, I'm not catching them on as many artificials like paddle tails or, you know, curl tail plastics, stuff like that. It seems like that they're just homing in, and I think it might have been because they're just homing in on the shrimp. And I think it might have been because we had such a great, great shrimp run this year. And those trout.
I'm using Gulf shrimp for the most part. Gulf shrimp, and when I have my wife with me, I'll put one of those curly tail fish bites on for her, so she can work it the whole time. But most of my action is on Gulf shrimp, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and actually, you're talking about those the fish bites. Are you using those like the Fight Club ones? The ones that really, I mean, those things.
And you barely have to move them.
Yeah. I'm amazed how limber, how they, you know, how they look like they're swimming when you barely move it. They got a lot of action to them.
Perfect for her. I mean, she'll outfish me some days when it's rolling. I'll be down deep with that shrimp, and then she just pulls along with the, that fish bites curly tail, and she does pretty well with it, so.
Good. And it's a big bite, a big bait. Yeah.
Is she getting the flounder on them things?
I guarantee it. Hmm. She mostly catching redfish and trout, but she'll catch a flounder with those things too. I guess she bounces it over their head and they just come up and grab it.
Yeah. Are they chippers or are you getting some nice keepers?
I actually I sent Vic a picture of one keeper I had. I caught one 19 inches the other day. It was a nice one. But most of them are smaller. Most of them are in that 10 to 12 inch range, you know, and I throw them back. You know, even the legal ones that are in that 12, 14 inch range, I don't keep anything below, you know, 15, 16 inches.
Yeah. But there's not much meat down below that. I'm glad they changed that.
Nah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
But you know,
that 19 was good.
But, you know, those reds, they have still been up on the shallows, is what we've been doing. But like I was talking about those trout, I just have not. Usually I use a Bomber Long A. Is one of my favorite lures for trout. I love Topwater. You know, my Super Spook Junior is one of my favorite of those, or the Top Pups. But actually, using the Bomber Long A, you know, it'll dive down to like 3 or 4 feet. But I try to keep it about 2 foot from the surface, just enough to make that sun make it flash, you know. And usually we do really good, even this time of the year, for some of these areas and stuff. The only place I've noticed that works better now is in Mill Cove. Chris and I and Ted was up Mill Cove one day, and we got into a pretty good mess of them. But anyway, it was, you know, using that, I have not caught as many trout on that thing as I have been float fishing in deeper water. And that may be the thing that you're talking about, too, having to work those deeper ledges along the channel. And I know usually when you get just outside the manatee zone, they're on, you know, north of Jim King boat ramp, you know, you get that shell bank all along on the left there, a real shallow shell bank. And usually I would get the boat right on top of it and throw out toward the channel with the plastics or glow baits. You know, even the paddle tail glow baits were really good, the sea shad. And then I would work that thing, you know, right across that ledge, and they'd be down in that deeper water right at the edge of that ledge. I haven't noticed that they've been in there this year, down in that deeper water. I haven't float fished for it in there, but, you know, usually I throw those baits like that in there.
Well, you think what happens when it gets warm like this, it just, we're fishing like we do because of the calendar versus the water temperature?
I think so. I think we're looking at January fishing, where some of my trees are popping out blooms and stuff. I'm like, you know, wait a minute. You're not supposed to be doing that, you know. The weather is so warm, it's got everything so messed up and confused. But I think, you know, I think like you're talking about, that we're looking at January fishing is what we're doing. So I think we have to change back and look at that. But now this next week, it's going to really cool down because we're going to have nor'easter blowing. It's going to be blowing on, looking at Tuesday and Wednesday, they're talking 20 to 25 knots. We're going to have a freeze. I think it's Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. You know, when you have 25 knots and you have 32 degree air temperature, that water is going to drop, and it's going to drop fast. So you're going to have, it's even going to be in the 30s, what, Monday night, I think it is, Sunday night, something like that.
Yeah, there's about a 3-day span of near freezing temps.
Right. Yeah. And then when you have that wind blowing at 20 to 25 knots,
causes
the waves. Yeah, causes the waves. It's going to put that air temperature in that water fast.
Yeah. So we'll slow down. Now, what's that going to do to your friend there that's the offshore guy? We didn't fish in the winter up north, so what's that going to do to you guys? Because you're getting ready to start going out there after those wahoo and stuff.
It should fire them up. Sea bass, it's going to be better for the sea bass, too. The colder, the better.
And see, it's not that he's going to start looking for wahoo. They're already catching wahoo out there.
Yeah, they're already mm-hmm. catching some.
So it'll fire them up even better?
Mm-hmm.
And now what about the king mackerel? Is it going to drive them even further off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, it may not drive them any further off, but they're not going to be on the beach, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're way offshore now. Yeah, they're not catching many off the beach anyway. Are there any? I haven't heard of any.
Nobody's. Yeah. I mean, there's no live bait. Of course, you don't have to have live bait to catch kingfish, but it's just, I mean, you just mm-hmm. don't never hear of anybody catching. Once October, November starts to get roll in, then the kingfishing kind of dies off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see people target them. The pogies tend to disappear. And and on average, with the average person, when the pogies aren't here, then nobody fishes for kingfish anymore. Mm. So, until they come back. Yep.
So, does that kind of maybe give you a little bit more insight on it, Mike?
Guys, you help me out every week. So, that's why I like calling in. It's a good show. And
well, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. We try to... Yeah, we try to tell what's going on and what to look for and stuff like that. I mean, right, you know, this time of the year, I'm expecting those sheephead to fire back off. Yeah. They slowed down, see, when that water temperature started inching back up. They were doing good whenever that water temperature is like 62, 63, even 64. But now that it's warmed back up, you know, higher even, that slowed them down for us. I mean, we could not get a good bite. We got some bites last Sunday out there. But that's why I didn't even go out there on Thursday because, I mean, it's been so slow on them that, you know, I hate to go out there and spend that much time. And, you know, of course, if you have people that don't catch sheephead very much anyway, then you take them out there and, you know, and it's such a slow bite. You know, if you get a bite every 20 minutes, you're not going to get the kind of the you know, hooking deal down, you know, enough. If you get, you know, if you get regular bites like every few minutes, mm-hmm. then you can kind of get the – what I call get the system down and start catching them. But when you get a bite every 20 or 30 minutes, it's just so hard to get into some fish like that, you know.
Yeah, because you got to get used to the feel.
Yeah.
There's a feel, and they have a way of biting.
So I'm looking forward for that again, although I'm not looking forward for this wind because, I mean, I got people even coming down from Virginia going to fish a couple of days this week. I'm going to probably call them today and kind of discuss that with them because, for one thing, they're going to leave Virginia and come down here where it's even colder in Florida. But the
I was asking Chokoloski tomorrow, and the man called me and said, don't even come down. I said, damn.
Yeah,
you know, really?
Need that day off and go somewhere different once in a while.
He waved you off from Chokoloski?
Yeah, I mean, this winter, he called me and said, look, he said, get on down here. And I couldn't get down there in a week because I was out.
During the warm spell?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, get on down here. So we set up for tomorrow, and he called me Friday and said, it's over. He said, it's starting to blow. He said, just don't even come on down. You know, it's too far to go for a day if it's not good, right?
Mm. So, yeah, and we're looking at some wind coming up this week. I think probably the best bet, you know, is trying to get out there, you know, today or tomorrow because – I mean, we're talking about even more wind, you know, toward the middle of the week. So hopefully it's going to calm down, you know, after about Wednesday, but we'll just have to see.
Mike, was he going to take you snook fishing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
I made the biggest mistake of my life is going snook fishing and caught a 37-inch first snook I ever caught. And it was 37 inches, and so I got hooked.
Yeah, that's a mean fish.
All right, Mike, I appreciate it. Look forward to you calling again.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Peter, if you can hold on, you hear the music. We're fixing to go on break and apologize for that. But anyway, if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back. And 222-8255, if you got a question or, you know, like give us a fishing report, I'd like to hear. I like to hear if anybody catching fish. So,
yeah, where's some speckled perch at?
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Anyway, Peter, hold on, and we'll get you on as soon as I come back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The star power of President Trump's legal team is higher now, bringing in experience in constitutional law and the politics of impeachment. He's adding retired law professor Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr, the independent counsel who investigated President Bill Clinton. The team includes Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, White House counsel Pat Cipollone, and Trump's personal lawyer Jay Sekulow, expected to have lead roles for the defense as well. The trial gets underway in earnest on Tuesday. It officially began on Thursday with the swearing-in of Chief Justice John Roberts, who then in turn swore in all the 100 senators as jurors in the case. New trade deals driving up stocks on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 50 points at 29,348. The NASDAQ was up by 31 at 9,388. More of these stories at srnnews.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, January 24th through Sunday, January 26th, it's the 2020 Jacksonville Boat Show at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Saturday, January 25th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help
and Angela's advice
and hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. Talk Radio, WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a high of 74. 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy overnight, down to 61. It'll be cloudy on Sunday, 50% chance of shower, 72. Sunday night, cloudy, down to 40, and then sunny Monday through Wednesday, with highs into the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy Monday night through Wednesday night, down to 36.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Bingo, there's the red light.
And we're back. And let's get Peter on in the morning. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for hanging on through the break for us, Peter.
Yes, sir.
No problem. Hey, I heard the one guy talk about snook fishing. I used to live in Jupiter, and I did a lot of snook fishing down there. But What I'm calling about is I did a lot of fishing down in South Florida, and I moved up here with my two boys and my wife, and they've been involved with all kinds of sports and stuff like that. They both got their Eagle Scouts, and now we're moving on to back into fishing. And so for Christmas, they got a lot of fly fishing equipment and stuff like that. We went up by Mayport, just to the west of the Coast Guard station, just to practice out there in the water, tried to catch something, didn't get a thing. So then went out on Hexa Drive towards the beach out there, and I'm going to go out there tomorrow. I don't know if tomorrow's a good day or not, but I bought some spoons. Is that a good thing to use up there? That's kind of what I'm calling about.
You're going to use spoons?
Is there anything to catch there?
You're going to use spoons on the fly rod?
No. Okay. I'm going to use spoons on spinning reels.
The reason I ask that, they do make a spoon that's a gold spoon. It's very, you know, it's lighter. Of course, it's not like a regular gold spoon. I think it's a fabric gold or something or other that they make for a fly rod. And that thing is really good. I like that. And so I don't mean a regular spoon like you'd use on a spinner. But anyway, correct. That's why I was just asking to see if you're going to use that. Looking at the wind forecast also, for tomorrow, I mean, you know, you are looking at having, you know, kind of a west and a southwest wind. So places like that's going to, you know, be pretty good for you because it's not going to be rough in there as much, even though it's supposed to be, you know, like 19 to 20 knot winds tomorrow.
Perfect.
But, yeah. But anyway, you get in there. In Huguenot, as far as like a spinner and all that on and gold spoons, I mean, there is trout in there in Huguenot. There's also trout right around, excuse me, the grass edges. Do you know where Camp Alamakani is?
Man, I do not. I'm thinking about when I go out onto the beach, the inlet is to the right. And I don't know if that's a good area to fish or go all the way north up the beach to where that little small little inlet area is and try to fish there.
Now, where I would fish is when you go in there, you know where the campground is in Huguenot?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you kind of cut through the campground and fish the bay area. I'm talking the bay area. Now, a lot of those trout are further out from the bank right there when you come out, but you know where the poles are. You can walk down through there from the poles and head toward that grass a little bit. There's usually some trout in there and also probably a couple of flounder still around. If you're not catching anything in there, you ought to come back out and go over the other side of the bridge. And that's, Camp Alamakani is what they call it. There's like a little, RV park there. And there's actually a dirt boat ramp in there. It's a little city park. You can go in there and fish right over there on that side of the bridge. And if you're not looking for anything in particular, you can throw some dead shrimp out there and catch some whiting right out in there. The water's a little deeper, and that's where it comes in and out there underneath the bridge. You can catch some whiting and black drum in there. Sometimes people catch some pretty nice redfish around those rocks that are under the bridge, you know, where you park and just walk around those rocks there. People catch some pretty nice reds in there.
Okay.
If you're only using plastics, it's going to be a little tougher than if you use bait because, I mean, right now, you know, these different fronts and stuff, the redfish are not really chasing a lot, you know. We were talking about that at the starting of the show. They have all artificial tournament going on yesterday and today for the reds, and I know some people's going to be able to catch them pretty good on them, on different artificials and stuff, but it's a lot more productive if you use bait.
Okay, live bait or shrimp or what?
If you're going to fish for whiting and black drum in that deeper area on the, I'll call it on the left side of the bridge, then I would use dead shrimp. If you're going to fish for trout, you know, or reds, like around those rocks and out around the Huguenot Park in the Bay Area, I would either fish with lures or live shrimp, either one. But lures, you know, plastics, things like that.
Okay, when you say lures, do you mean like floaters or?
Like a bomber, long A is one of my favorite trout lures. Even if you can, if the water should be kind of slick in there, even for that strong of a wind because of the direction it's coming from, or even top waters, because top waters you can generally get way out with those. You can get a real good cast with them. And a lot further than like a jig head in plastics. And so, you know, I would throw it toward those grass islands that are out there. You won't be able to reach them, but I would throw it toward those grass islands and work it back toward the grass along the banks. And you'll see what I'm talking about, the grass. When you get out there and you park there on that bay area, you walk between the poles, you know, and go toward the bridge. And when that grass starts in there, that's when, you know, you have more bait hang around grass, more natural bait hang around grass. And that's why, you know, those fish kind of hang around there too.
Okay, how about the artificial shrimp? I mean, they almost look real.
Yes,
uh-huh. And I'm just trying to avoid from having to
keep bait alive. Avoid,
yeah, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can use those. Those are almost like using live shrimp. I mean, they really are.
The DOA shrimp's one of my favorite, Peter. Mm-hmm. Just use the lighter ones that will sink real slow because they almost suspend, the real light ones. They're harder to cast in the wind, but they suspend real well, and they more closely resemble a shrimp just drifting along.
Okay, and you said the light colored ones, correct?
I like the kind of root beer, the root beer kind, but I've caught them on all of them.
Yeah. Do you have gulp?
Excuse me.
Do you have gulp baits, like does gulp shrimp, artificial?
No, but I can go buy some today.
Yeah. Mm. I like the molting. It's called a molting color. They have a 3-inch and a 4-inch. I like the 3-inch better because the 4-inch is kind of a bigger bait, and it's more of a like a stocky bait. You don't get as good of a hook set in there, but I like the 3-inch molting color gulp shrimp. The molting color is a little bit darker color than a normal shrimp. But it also has these little old specks in it that are shiny, you know, like little silver specks. And it kind of is kind of a better attractor, too, when the sun's out, you know.
Okay.
You can actually take those gulp shrimps or the DOA, and you can put them on a popping float, a popping cork, and throw them out there. And just, you know, pop your float every now and then. That'll make that shrimp jump.
That's what I was doing the other day, Peter. Mm-hmm. I was just taking a pop of this little float with a rattle in it, and I put about a 20-inch leader up underneath there with a DOA shrimp on it, and just you can work some fairly shallow water with that.
Okay, what pound leader did you use?
I used, I think it was 20-pound fluorocarbon.
Okay, gotcha.
You don't need fluorocarbon, but, you know, about 20-pound mono.
Yeah, you can use a mono leader, either one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, guys, I appreciate the info, okay?
There's some nice whiting around, and there's some black drum around, so, you know, don't give that up either, and that way you don't have to keep fish, you know, you don't have to keep fish alive, I mean, bait alive, but while you're out that area, if those artificials are not working for you, you know, take you a couple of, like, 2-ounce sinkers and go over there and fish on the left side of the bridge in there and drop it down that deeper water, see if you can get some whiting and black drum in there, because there's some in there.
Okay,
there's actually some whiting in that bay area also, and I've caught some good 3 to 4 pound drum in that bay area also. So you might want to try that even before you leave there. You know, get you a pound of shrimp's like $6 or whatever, $5.50, $6. Mm. So you know, if you're gonna make the trip out there, it's better. You know, I see people all the time fixing to head to Huguenot Park or whatever and place to fish, and they stop at Browns Creek and they get a half pound of shrimp. Half pound of shrimp, unless you're going to fish for 30 minutes, ain't going to get it.
Okay, guys.
Because you're going to lose.
I,
you're
I
not going to catch.
It.
Yeah, you're not going to catch. You know, a fish on every bait. So you know, it's, you know, get you enough that makes the trip worthwhile.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Give us a call back and let us know how you do.
Yeah, Peter. I'd like to hear from you next week.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
Thanks, Peter.
222-8255. Got one more segment to go, so give us a call and we'll be back after this.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And got one more segment here, so if you'd like to give us a call, and which I see somebody's calling now, so we'll find out who that is. Anyway, also want to tell you, Captain Chad Starling, they run three boats out of Mayport over there, and if you'd like to give him a call, try to get out there and do some offshore fishing. His number is 904-502-9408. That's 7408. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's my handwriting. 7408. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
502-7408. Give him a call and, you know, get with him. And let me tell you, one of the best offshore captains we have here. So he's got several people, runs the three boats with him. So, you know.
Yeah. Love to have you. Come on out. The fishing's great. If we can get the weather to line up with the fishing, we'll be in good shape.
Yep.
We just need some pretty weather. And we can put some pretty boxes of fish together, whether it's a short day or a long day, especially the long days, the 10 and 12 hours and grocery getter trips that we call them. Those are the fun days, big triggers and porgies, beeliners, and there's some jacks still.
Oh, yeah, man. Just major fish.
Man, they pull.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and especially you get two of them on it.
Yeah, you get 2 5-pound trigger fish on it one time, son. You don't know which way they're gonna go.
let's get Trina on. Good morning,
Trina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We're doing good.
Good morning, man.
Doing good. And I guess you come up fix to talk about the El Cheapo.
That's what I eat, sleep, and breathe right now.
Yeah, I bet. Tell everybody what dates we are and, you know, what, when's the captain's meeting? I know okay. all of that. So,
so the tournament is March 7th. Fishing will begin at Safe Light or around 7 o'clock. And weigh-in starts at 1, as does the fish fry. Weigh-in ends at 4, sharp. And we're going to have a band out there playing towards the end of the weigh-in, and for that period while we calculate the results, the Island Spice Band. Captain's meeting is Friday, March 6th, starting at 7:30. We'll open on-site registration at 5:30. We hope that most of y'all, though, get online at www.elcheapojax.com and register online.
I was just going to say, and the captain's meeting is at 7:30, not 7 o'clock.
Let me just double check and make sure.
Okay. And while you're doing that.
7:30.
Okay. And when you checked on that. But got some great prize structure again, as always. I think a little bit better this year.
Well, Carolina Skiff quit making their J Series and their JV Series. So what we have this year is called a JLS, which is a liner series boat. So it's a fully lined hull as opposed to that splatter hull that they used to have. A little more substantial boat, a little more substantial motor. We got 115 horsepower Suzuki going on that thing. And then in the kayak tournament, which is a completely separate tournament this year, we've got it's a Liberty Outdoors Independence 131 pedal drive kayak. So the kayakers are competing for, you know, kind of the ultimate boat in their class. I mean, I'm sure that you can put a lot more stuff on this thing, but so the general tournament's going to be $100 entry fee until February 22nd, and the kayak tournament is a $50 entry fee until February 22nd.
And tell people again how to get online and do that.
Go to elcheapojax.com.
Okay.
And you can see all the details, the prize structure, which I'm still working on, you know, getting everything right on the website. And the schedule's on there, and then the page, there's an entry forms page where they can register either online or print the entry form out.
Oh, good.
But
okay.
Online is preferred because it gets all the data on there correctly. As long as you put it in correctly, it gets it
right.
all on there.
And then they can, like you said, they can print that out and mail that in or whatever. Or
they
can even sign up at the captain's meeting as long as they do it before the captain's meeting, correct?
Yes.
What time do y'all usually start signing up people on that Friday evening or Friday afternoon?
5:30. And I'm asking, you know, some people start showing up at 4:30 and stuff. We're really not set up and ready for people to come that early.
Okay.
So 5:30. And what we've got going on right now is a children's art contest for the junior anglers. They can submit a drawing that has anything to do with the tournament to josfcmedia@gmail.com. And the winner of that contest, it's a drawing contest, or the winner of that contest will be on the T-shirts for the juniors.
Oh, wow. That's pretty neat. So you have to have that in by when?
Tomorrow midnight.
Oh, okay. And that could be a drawing, anything has to do with the tournament. So you're talking about maybe a drawing of a fiddler or a sheep's head?
Could be a drawing of a fiddler. Some of the entries are, you know, a boat with a fiddler dinging over with the sheep's head swimming around. Or got a couple really cute. I think we got a good little bit of entries right now. But and there's one that's, you know, got a sign for Mayport. And there's some cute little entries. But they all have sheep's head in them. I think they all have fiddlers in them. they're fun. There's some cute kids out there.
And then it won't be a fiddler safe the first week of March for sure.
No.
Oh, my goodness, no. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, Vic, one of my favorite seminars is the one you did with on Blue Crab when you're talking about ways to fish when you don't have fiddlers.
Yeah.
And you could have narrated that by it. If you were staying in the boat, it was exactly word for word the way you described it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I really like catching them with the blue crab. I mean, people don't normally use blue crab for them, but I like the way they bite on the blue crab. It's a whole different bite, and it seems so strange because of it being, you know, I mean, they're eating a crab either way. It's either fiddler crab or blue crab, but the blue crab, the bite is so much different. It's and I just enjoy the way they do that. I was able to teach my daughter, you know, the first time she fished that tournament with us, she'd never caught a sheephead. And for her to just learn and hook the first one that she ever had bite was amazing, you know?
That is.
Because using that crab like that, it's just a totally different bite.
It's not setting the hook. That's the biggest challenge on that one.
Yeah.
Waiting for it to finish its business.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That thing touches it one time, people want to set the hook.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You're speaking at 57 Heaven, aren't you?
Yes, I will be there on the 26th of February.
I think if all the planets align properly, we're going to have the prize boat out there for everybody to take a gander at.
Oh, at the 57 Heaven?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, Mark Fiegel's been putting together these sheephead seminars. He's going to be here on the show, too, right before then, you know, to talk about the seminars and stuff. And he's been putting these seminars together quite some time now. You know, all this past year. And I mean, they've just been a great thing for, especially for that area of town that they're having them in, you know, in Orange Park like that, because there's a lot of people that come. I mean, there's even, you know, some people come from Hampton, Florida, to come over there. So much, you know, closer to be able to do an area like that instead of driving all the way to the beach, which is, you know, where a lot of people have, you know, seminars and stuff. So,
and that's a far drive from there. It's nice to have that out there for the people that live out there or want to drive.
It is. There's a lot of West Side and Orange Park and Middleburg people that come to it. I mean, it really is nice to have that. Captain Chad just did a seminar there this past week. And, I mean, it's a good turnout. They have, you know, raffle prizes, free food. And, you know, I mean, even if you only come for the free food, that's good.
It's a good time over there. There's a lot of good folks that come over there and some good information.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be promoting it waiting for Mark to drop the flyer on it, but we'll be promoting it, of course.
Oh, good. Good. So, but anyway, looking forward to, you know, seeing who the winner is and where the winner comes from. I had some guys that was on board my boat a couple of weeks ago. We were sheephead fishing, and they were saying, I don't know if I'll do it or not, because the winner always comes from offshore. And I said, no, it doesn't. I said, it's come offshore only two or three times in the 20 years that y'all have had that tournament. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's maybe a couple more than that, but you can talk to Chuck DeGrove, who's one of our two-time winners. He had one come out of the river and one come out of the ocean.
Yeah,
those fish can be anywhere.
One of the big differences
that, you know, some of the river fishermen or smaller boats are discouraged about the bigger boats being able to go offshore when the weather conditions are kind of shoddy. This year, if there is a small craft advisory, we're going to restrict the fishing to the river system.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to help out the small guys, and it's also going to keep our folks safe. We've had people out there cutting anchors and stuff because it's too rough.
Yeah.
That's too dangerous.
Well, like I was telling them guys, when you have 20 years of tournaments and you only have a few of them that's won offshore, the rest of them are inshore. Thank you, Trina.
Yep.
Appreciate the call and look forward to promoting it until the tournament day comes up.
I appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye. And anybody like to go fishing with Captain Cad? Captain Chad Starling, I'm getting tongue-tied here, please give him a call, 904-502-7408. That's 502-7408. And if you'd like to go inshore, give me a call, Captain Vic Tyson. Be glad to take you. And we'll be back next week.
Take care.